Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in the South have made an arrest in the case of a mother and father murdered as their two young children watched.
In Arkansas, police say arrested and charged is 28-year-old Springdale resident James Andrew McGann in the killings of Clinton and Kristen Brink. Authorities say the couple had been hiking with their 7 and 9-year-old daughters on Saturday at Devil's Den State Park when they were attacked. The children were not hurt. Colonel Mike Hager, head of the Arkansas State Police.
We have a building full of criminal investigators from state police, local agencies, federal partners that are unshaven. They looked unkept. They've not slept in days. They've barely taken time to eat.
McGann faces 2 counts of capital murder. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Officials have not announced a possible motive. A Colorado dentist has been sentenced to life in prison after a jury convicted him of poisoning his wife by lacing her smoothies with cyanide. Prosecutors say he gave her the final fatal dose while she was hospitalized. Senior Deputy District Attorney Michael Morrow.
The jury said it loudly. Angela was not suicidal. She had no knowledge of or participation in what happened to her, which was that James Craig murdered her.
He says Craig was having an affair with another woman. The Federal Reserve has once again gone against the president's wishes and decided to hold interest rates steady for the 7th month in a row. Chair Jerome Powell.
Despite elevated uncertainty, the economy is in a solid position. The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment. Inflation has been running somewhat above our 2% longer-run objective.
The Trump administration says South Korea is the latest country to settle up on tariffs a day before the president's deadline to avoid higher levies on most international products. Former Vice President Kamala Harris will not throw her hat into the ring for California's governorship. She says she will not run to replace Gavin Newsom when his second term expires next year. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
She probably would have been the front runner, maybe a heavy front runner, both for the nomination and for the general election. After all, California is a deeply blue state.
Analysts say Harris' decision could be a sign she's considering a third run for president. If you live in the Northeast, grab an umbrella and some waterproof shoes before you head out. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says there could be heavy rain on the way.
The big threat today into tomorrow is a level 3 out of 4 risk for flash flooding in the Northeast Corridor from Newark, New Jersey, down to the southern suburbs of Washington, D.C.
NAS futures up 309. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's the second OWI for the guy that crashed into a Racine Unified School Tuesday. 23-year-old William Diebold of Oak Creek was in court yesterday after crashing his car into Olympia Brown Elementary School at just after 2 a.m. Tuesday. A complaint says Diebold admitted to drinking a few hours earlier and was speeding when he lost control and went through the school wall. When police got there, there were 2 people found outside the car. His passenger, his girlfriend, said she had minor injuries. The school had been under construction, building an addition. Officials are now figuring out how quickly they can get everything fixed in time for classes in a little more than a month. A water rescue team from Kenosha County was called in to help with an issue on Lake Michigan last night south of the state line. It was the report of 2 parasailers in distress that brought Pleasant Prairie first responders and others to an area near North Point Marina in Winthrop Harbor. Due to high waves, an initial push into the water was delayed. They were eventually found and are safe. There is a warning about getting in the water running through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service is advising people to stay out of the water during the beach hazard advisory. There's a celebration of 30 years for our Racine Young Artist Program tonight. 23 youth artists will present their summer residency work this evening as part of the Racine Main Gallery program. The works include collaborative furniture art and creative writing, with a live auction for those interested in bidding and helping the cause. The event is free and runs from 6 to 9 at the branch on Washington Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs. A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
And NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time, that, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
My uncle says I need to work harder. That's the answer. He says, I want you to just work harder. It's old people's favorite thing to talk about, how people younger than them don't work hard. You don't work hard. Your generation has no work ethic. I worked harder than you. Okay. I can beat you at Xbox. Yeah. Two things that don't matter. I think old people did work harder than us. You know why? Because there wasn't anything else to do back then. They used to fly kites. It's easy to be a hard worker when the alternative is checkers. But I got real distractions. I got a cell phone. I got a computer. I got video games. They had yo-yos. Do you know how bored you have to be to play with a yo-yo? I'd rather work.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama. go, the Shirelles, Mama Said. Local news, time to listen to WRJN at 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Thursday morning. The weather forecast. Ready for this? Sunny today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs in the 70s. Right through the weekend. It's gorgeous out there now. There's a nice cool breeze, and it's dry as a bone. That's perfect. Cloudy, 65 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Hey, how'd you like to make your own coffee while traveling in your car? Now, some Volkswagen cars back in 1959 had a coffee maker built into the dashboard. Boy, that's no distraction for you there, huh? At least you could pass up Starbucks on the way to work in the morning. But still, kind of a nice feature. They used to have record players in cars. You know that? You play a record in the car. Yeah, that didn't bounce. The needle didn't bounce off the record too much, did it? All right, the grassroots sooner or later, right here at WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is going to catch up.
Sooner or later, it's 6:13, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, what kind of cutesy name do you call your significant other? A poll of 25,000 people found Babe, the number one popular pet name for each other in America. 20% they use it as a nickname for their significant other. Honey came out next. I won't tell you what my wife and I use, but I will tell you it's not as bad as what Jerry Seinfeld and his girlfriend used on the TV show. Remember they used Schmoopy? Yeah, mine's not that bad. It's not great, but it's not that bad. Tommy James of the Shondells. Looking for sunshine today. High 72, cloudy 65 right now here at Radio Park.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get
James of the Shondale, 616 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hey, join us on Monument Square in downtown Racine this week as we celebrate First Friday, which would be tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? First Friday? Yeah, would be. Tomorrow's August 1st. Yeah, of course it is. First Friday. And we'll also celebrate the tradition of scooping the loop. Live music, food, drink, and friends all on hand starting at 4 p.m. Stop by our WRJN tent for your chance to win State Fair tickets. Scoop the loop. First Fridays this week at Monument Square with WRJN. Ooh, sounds good. Here's an interesting premise for a film. In the movie Eternity, Elizabeth Olsen plays a widow who dies and has to choose to spend eternity with her first husband or the man she married after he died. That is an interesting premise. Movie opens in November at theaters everywhere. 617 at WRJN.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
WRJN. Where are you, little star?
Come true tonight, sunshine.
23 with the Elegance Little Star. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. What a weather forecast. Sunny today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday with a high in the 70s right through the weekend. Oh, it's gorgeous right now. It's a breezy morning. We've got some clouds, but it's a cool, dry morning. I love it right here at Radio Park. 65 degrees. That's perfect. 623. Now, a lot of kids go back and forth between the two main food groups, which are pizza and mac and cheese. We all know that, right? Well, now you don't have to choose, kids. Mac and cheese is unleashing a new pizza flavor. Kraft, for a limited time only, will offer pizza-flavored mac and cheese across retailers all across America. It's going to be available right through the back-to-school season. I would like it for breakfast. It sounds yummy. I love it. All right. Pizza, mac and cheese. Does it get better than that? And I'm sure it's healthy, too. 624, here's Stephen Stills.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away. Cause your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road.
Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Love the one you're with. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Guess what? It's almost tarantula mating season. So across California, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas, tens of thousands of tarantulas will begin crawling out of their burrows in search of females. Here's another great guess what? Guess where I'm not going this summer? Yeah, California, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas. It's 627. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. The Fifth Dimension, here come the Wedding Bell Blues.
Never scheme or lie, Bill.
have to mention Wedding Bell Blues. It's exactly 6:30 on the nose. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 23-year-old from Oak Creek that drove his car into Olympia Brown was in court yesterday. William Diebold made an appearance on a second offense OWI charge after crashing into the school Tuesday morning. A criminal complaint says he admitted to drinking a few hours before speeding and losing control, crashing through the school wall and ending up nearly 500 feet from the road. Officials are now trying to fix that damage before school starts in about a month. The two organizations that have remade an area bike trail got together this week to see the fruits of their labor. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman and UW Parkside Chancellor Lynn Akey recently toured the 140-acre trail system next to Pets Park. Those trails have been there for a long time, but were recently cleaned up and made official. Kirkman, in a statement, is praising the relationship between the county and the university, saying that the work benefits the entire community. The Wisconsin State Fair starts today, kicking off 11 days of music, animals, rides, and lots of food options. Country band Midland plays tonight, Boys to Men tomorrow. The celebration runs through next weekend. The Racine Main Gallery program marks 30 years tonight, featuring artwork and writing from 23 young artists. They spent the summer in residency and now have projects prepared. People can see their pieces and join a live auction to help support the program tonight. The event is free and takes place from 6 to 9 at the Branch on Washington Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Wisconsin State Fair kicks off today, and there are a few things you need to know before you go. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're visiting with Tess Kirkson. She's the communications director with the Wisconsin State Fair. She reminds us when and how we can watch the livestock shows that often start before the rest of the fair opens to the public.
Yes, you definitely need to check out, of course, the new dairy building. We've been talking a lot about it, but take a look at the schedule for the day, especially if you're coming to see a certain exhibitor, and make sure you know the show time. Make sure you know that that gate opens at 6 a.m. and which gates open later at around 8 or 9 a.m. because the fair park really doesn't get rolling until about 10 a.m. So you're gonna find a lot of vendors that are much closer to the ag buildings and the ag barns, like Big Sky Country, that they serve breakfast. The Wisconsin Product Pavilion opens early to serve breakfast. So those locations are always so key when it comes to those early ag shows.
Visit our podcast page for more details on admission and parking with Tess Kirkson, communications lead at the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is going on today through August 10th in West Allis. We'll see you there.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Well, the team here at the station agrees. Food is a primary highlight at the fair, especially at the Wisconsin State Fair, where you can find incredibly unique foods. Are they all delicious? Well, that's for you to find out. We did get a look at the best of both worlds during the Sporky's competition. The Sporky's encourages State Fair vendors to create next-level foods for all ages. And drumroll, please. Here are your winners. In third place, Mexican Street Corn Pizza from Charlie's Pizza. At number two, Brat Rangoon from Wurst Bar. And the number one fair food you've got to try, the Butter Banana French Toast Lumpia from Lumpia City. Find these foods wherever you see a 13-foot Golden Sporks statue. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Have you been in a relationship? They're very difficult.
Who's in their 20s by round of applause? All right, so let me explain to you how your dating life's going to go. All right, so you're in your 20s and you're going to start dating seriously and you're going to realize, like, oh, I have emotional problems. And then in your 30s, you're going to be like, I'm going to solve my emotional problems. And then in your 40s, you're going to be like, it's a shame I never did solve those emotional problems. Don't you wish we had more in common, men and women? I like those couples that have one thing in common and they're just seeing how far they can take it. You know what I mean? Like going into Comic-Con dressed as his and her orcs. I want us to have more in common. I really do. Sometimes I'll be on dating apps and I'll cover up women's photos just to see what their personality's like. One girl's bio recently was like, I love SoulCycle and red wine and sunsets and rockin' playlists. And I thought, if this was a guy, I would run him over with my car. And then I see it's a beautiful woman. I'm like, I think she may be the one.
They made songs under 2 minutes, a minute 52 seconds. You would never see that today. Never. You know, this may be proof what we've been looking for, or maybe not. A Ring camera may have caught, this is in Los Angeles, may have caught a real live alien on video. A woman posted the footage last month and it's going viral. She claims she has no idea what it is, but online sleuths think it's someone in dark clothing taking out the trash. She said it may be an alien though. Who knows, huh? Look for sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs in the 70s. Looks good.
From the land of Georgia to the Gulf Stream water, to California, I'm going to spend my life a broken night in Vegas.
Give me good love every night.
Here's another song under 2 minutes. What are the chances of running two in a row? That's only a minute 58 seconds. Huh? Give me good love and Crazy Elephant. 641 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, sometimes when you go online, you have to take one of those tests to see if you're a robot. You have to pick out the pictures that have a stoplight in them to verify. Well, this probably isn't good. OpenAI's ChatGPT agent can pass one of those I am not a robot verification tests. Uh-oh. Now what? The robots are passing the robot test. Oh, no. It's the end of the world.
I will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can't keep me away. I must follow him. Ever since he touched my
today, that would be called stalking. It's 644 local news. Timeless hits WRJN with Peggy March, and I will follow him. Looking for sunshine today. High 72. Beautiful weather right now. It's so breezy and dry. It's beautiful. Cloudy, 65 degrees right here at Radio Park. Right, here are a few phrases that have become completely irrelevant thanks to technology. Remember Be Kind, Rewind? Those are the stickers they put on the VHS cassettes at Blockbuster. Call me, collect. Oof. Ask for directions. Call 411. For young people that don't know what that is, when you didn't know a phone number, you're actually able to dial 411 and get the phone number you were looking for. And of course, look us up. We're in the Yellow Pages. When was the last time you saw Yellow Pages? I haven't seen a phone book on my porch in years. Remember they used to put a phone book on there? I don't think do they make phone books anymore?
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience, of beauty and commitment,
of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Rising 649 at WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 72 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Sunny tomorrow, high 75. Sunny Saturday, high 78. Sunny Sunday, high 79. Isn't that nice? Cloudy, 65 degrees right now here at Radio Park with a beautiful, cool breeze. Hey, Kurt Wallman is reliving his high school glory days. Weekday afternoons at 5 with his 5 o'clock class reunion. Each afternoon, he'll feature three songs from the same year that will help him select. You'll help him. Go to WRJN.com and enter your favorite songs. Okay, now, today, Thursday, the year is 1972. One of my favorite years in music, 1972. And then Kurt will recap some of the big stories and memories for the featured year. Again, make your selection at WRJN.com. Then listen weekdays at 5 for the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN. But you can join Kurt every afternoon at 2 o'clock. Right here at WRJN. All right. Got papers everywhere here. Everybody in the world's getting rid of papers except me. Here are the top five things parents do to embarrass their kids. And yes, parents, you do embarrass your kids. Dancing. public displays of affection, trying to use modern slang, wearing clothes that aren't appropriate for your age, and telling embarrassing stories. That was my mother and father's faux pas, especially my mother. People come over, neighbors, relatives. Oh, I got to tell you what Donald did. Oh, you won't believe these stories when he was a little boy. Yeah, thanks, Mom. It's 6:51. Oh, the Beatles, I Feel Fine at WRJN. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere. The historic, legendary frequency of AM 1400, WRJN.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little.
The Beatles, I Feel Fine. 6:53, local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN. Sunny, 72 for today. Right now, cloudy, it's 65 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, you like summer? This should cure that. Here are seven things that are more likely to kill you during summer. Ticks, heat stroke, car accidents, mosquitoes, sunburns, because of skin cancer, of course, drowning and food poisoning. Don't you just love summer? My mother said it's her favorite time of year. Here's Charlie Rich, Behind Closed Doors, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
My baby makes me proud, Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get a lady just like a lady should be.
when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
They called him the Silver Fox. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, this guy in North Carolina heard there was only $1 $5 million prize left in a scratch-off lottery game. So he drove to 40 different stores, buying as many $20 tickets as he could. You know what? He won the $5 million. Isn't that something, huh? I wouldn't do that. But then again, I probably wouldn't win $5 million. I love it. Sunshine today, highs near 72. Sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday, highs in the 70s all those days. Right now, cloudy, 65 degrees at Radio Park. You got me. Here's Neil Diamond.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, it brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now.
That's Neil Diamond, You Got to Me. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. It is exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An arrest in the murders of an Arkansas couple killed on a walk through Devil's Den State Park with their young daughters.
We were able to take a monster off the streets and bring relief to Clinton and Kristen's precious girls.
Their daughters escaped. State Police Colonel Mike Hager says 28-year-old Andrew McGann's been charged with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of Clinton and Kristen Brink. Officials say he was arrested at a barbershop in Springdale. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I want to be clear that if you commit a violent, senseless act here in our state, our law enforcement will hunt you down and bring you to justice.
No word on a motive. President Trump says now's the time.